recorded live.
Good day. My name is Brenda Lanoff, and I created the show called Brenda's Mindful Healing Show. I'm a certified medical intuitive practitioner, and I really incorporate many modalities, and I love the healing work of working with angels, and I'm really pleased that I was able to, and Lisa Dory has agreed to come on to the show. Lisa is really an angelic catalyst, and she brings her angelic transformation and guidance and really works with people around the world. So thank you, Lisa. I really appreciate you coming on the show today.
Oh, it's just so nice to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
And Lisa is a very interesting lady. I came across her last year listening to some other radio shows. And because I'm so interested in working with the angels more and more all the time and actually feeling more connected with them, I felt really drawn to Lisa's energy. And also, just wanted to mention as to this show, it really is a show about self-empowerment and how we can really tap into many sources as to our self-healing. So it could be Reiki, it could be EFT, it could be so many different modalities, but it really doesn't matter. At the end of the day, we need to heal. And so Lisa's bringing in her talents, and I really want to, you know, talk to her and ask her questions. And firstly, exactly what type of work do you do, Lisa? Can you describe it to the person who's perhaps never heard about working with angels and how that could help them out?
So the base of my work is Reiki, but it's also combined with techniques that the angels themselves have shown me. Now, I've not been in somebody that's worked with angels all my life. It's come in the last 2 years. I had a very stressed corporate job, completely burnt out about 4 years ago. Knew I had to get out into nature, and it's through walking in nature with my dog that the angels appeared to me, not in a sort of way that I'd imagined angels before. You know, I'd seen images in churches and very ornate, elaborate images, and I didn't actually used to think that angels had anything to do with me. But what I was sensing was this incredible sense of support and light and healing, a source of healing, and they helped me to recover. And they've also shown me how to work with others, connecting to them, connecting into their soul, I guess, and pouring this divine light into them to help and heal. And it can be used for physical healing, and it can be used for sort of stress, or when you're just trying to figure your way through a set of problems that just keeps coming back on repeat again and again, and you can't seem to break through. And the angelic light just comes to sort of the root of the issue and just helps you to heal that so that you can move forward. And it's just been absolutely incredible. And I couldn't have seen myself doing something like this 5 years ago. But I just rejoice every day that this is how I spend my time. It's fabulous.
When you talk about angelic light, is this? Do you see this light, or do you feel it, or is it both?
Well, it's all the senses, but I don't see it in the way that I'm looking at what's around me at the moment. I don't see it in that way, but it's as if I'm watching a video. It's almost like seeing a video of beautiful angels connecting into the person that I'm working with, and I just watch them pouring light in and comforting them and supporting them, and I just describe what I'm seeing so that the person who I'm working with can actually understand what's happening. They're experiencing the healing, but obviously I'm just sort of doing this commentary, and I suppose through the voice and the images that I'm giving, that they're just adding more dimensions that we can understand to the healing that's taking place. So yes, I see it. Yes, I hear them speaking, but not in a way, not with my normal ears and eyes. It's a different sensation, and I feel sensations in my body as well. I feel swirling and I feel tingling and all sorts of things. Everybody's different, but I really do experience what they're experiencing too, and it's quite.
Yeah, that sounds like wow. I have to say that with myself, somewhat I do feel the tingling. What I really like, what you were just saying here, is about being able to use all of your senses and just getting more in alignment. Now, you, excuse me, have mentioned that you can help people get into alignment.
Yes.
Now, and how does that work? And what does that mean when you can help someone get in energetically in alignment?
So if you imagine that you are, or you have inside you, a divine flame or a divine spirit, imagine it however feels right for you. I just see a sort of like a beautiful little pilot light, a little living flame dancing inside everybody. And it wants to dance big. But what we have done in our lives, and sometimes, you know, I believe many lifetimes, is that we've encountered things, we've experienced things, traumas and difficult challenges that have made us sort of cover up some of that light. So it feels, so we can't shine as bright. And it feels like sometimes we've sort of poured mud in the container, so there's not much room left for it to shine. So some people are sort of completely filled with sort of mud and sand and stuff and stifled that way, and other people have just built walls around themselves so they can't shine because they're trying to protect them, this little light. And we've done all sorts of things because we've had tricky journeys, and what this light does is it heals the source of the pain, what the angelic healing does, and it just allows your true light to shine. And so you find yourself reconnecting with things that you've maybe forgotten about, things that you really love to do that you've just lost touch with, parts of yourself that you sort of have just put to one side because you had to be busy, or you had to look after your family, or you had 55 million emails to do today. So you've just squash that little part of you, and what the healing does, it just brings that back into focus and allows you to sort of live really connected in to your divine self. And that brings a sense of peace, because when you're really connected to yourself, you feel peaceful and whole and not fragmented and stressed.
Yes. Would you say, Lisa, that would be similar then to, you know, clearing one's chakras? Would that be the similar pathway as to blockages?
Yes, it's similar to that. I do see the energy centers as being really, really significant. I think, but I feel that this seems to be sort of bigger than that. So sometimes when I'm seeing, I don't know, something really, really sad, or someone that's holding a pain in their heart, it's not just the heart chakra. It's I can see it affecting the whole of their body. So the chakras are definitely important in it, but it's so much bigger than that.
Yes, and I understand what you're saying as to the heart. We can build up such a wall around our heart, and out of hurt, and as you were saying, there's so many different emotions, so we do that to cover up or protect that flame. And I think it has been difficult. I think it's difficult for most everyone on earth to really shine bright, because our flame has been, like you say, it's been squashed and diminished throughout time. Do you sense right now, Lisa, that people are starting to really want to ignite that flame and really get in touch with their soul and their soul as to the calling of their soul?
Absolutely. I think in the past it's felt quite dangerous for people to speak openly about things like this. I know that I've been doing Reiki and healing on myself for many, many years. And I never told anybody about it. It was almost like my secret, revitalizer. I'd come home every night and I'd do my Reiki on myself and sort of retune and get sorted and then go back out into the world. But it wasn't to be discussed. And now I think there's so many people who are, they're sort of, whether it's consciously or not, there's so many people talking about this and that people are just getting interested and feeling that calling and going, you know what, I've always felt something and now I want to do something about it. And can you, you know, there's so much material around, they can read something, they can watch a video, they can find it, and then gradually they're sort of waking up and it is no longer sort of, you're no longer the outcast. Even though I know that often the people who are waking up are surrounded by people who think that they're crazy, you know, that usually they're the only one in the family and everyone else in the family thinks they're a nutcase and, you know, what are you doing, you know, and when you're acting from guidance, it's not usually from a very logical place. So it has been traditionally hard for people to actually really say, this is what I want to do. But as there's more and more people joining into that, it's definitely creating this sort of groundswell and more people feel it's safe to explore it.
Yeah, it's exciting times right now. I'm sensing it too, that there's just more people that they're willing to be more open, they're curious, and therefore, I know for myself, it's just, I feel a little bit more okay. I can be more open, more confident to shining my light, but it's taken a long time. It's been a long journey for me, and as it's been for, you know, many people. Now, Lisa, you came out of the corporate world, which is interesting. Were you able to hold your own energy out of the corporate, when you were in the corporate world? For example, you're talking about Reiki. Would you do your Reiki before you got in, you know, into the office, and were you able to hold that energy, or did it dismantle throughout the day?
Well, I didn't really use it like that. I never thought about using it like that. I was just using it like, as a sort of repair kit, to be perfectly honest, because I was just, you know, I saw it like that. And when I did Reiki treatments on people, it was standing next to somebody and I would do it, and it always gave me backaches, so I thought, well, this isn't the thing that I'm supposed to be doing. But now I do my Reiki on I've set Reiki around this call so that hopefully everybody who's listening is just receiving some gentle support. But I think with Reiki you can definitely set intentions around, you know, putting yourself in a Reiki bubble and going off to a difficult meeting, and you can use it that way, and you can set intentions around, you know, I'm going to, you know, even if the meeting doesn't go your way, it can be for the highest good, and you can bring those elements into your work. And you know, if you're feeling like you've had a particularly difficult time, you can go off somewhere on your own for 5 minutes and just retune in and reset it. I do really believe in this Reiki cloak that you can put around yourself when you're faced with challenging situations.
Yes. Elise, I have to ask you, for someone who may be listening to this show today or at a later time, and they really are dealing with a challenge, you know, they have a major health challenge, but when you mention angels, they might feel like, well, this is a little bit out there for me, and I don't know if this is something that, you know, as a path that I can really look at as to helping, as to their healing. Can you tell me, is it necessary to believe in angels when, for example, when you're working with a client, do they need to believe in angels?
I don't think they need to believe in angels, but they have to be open to receiving the healing that's coming. So if they're just thinking, I don't believe in this and I don't think it's going to work, then you may as well, I'm not going to say you shouldn't bother, because they might experience something and change their mind. But it's like anything, if you're trying to deliver something and that people won't open the door, you can't deliver it. And I think if you are not open, many people come to work with me who've tried everything else and then think, okay, well, I'll give this a go. And because they're coming with an open mind, they get a lot of benefit. I think with health challenges, the reason why people have got ill is because the body is trying to give a message to you about something, and it's about finding the message that's there for you. And it could just be that, you know, you need to stop doing something that's very damaging. And I'm not talking about eating too many potato chips or anything like that. I'm talking about not taking care of yourself, or you know, not thinking you're good enough, or all sorts of things. There could be, you know, or knowing you have a calling and refusing to go into it because everybody else needs you to do their whatever it is. And there's lots of things about what's the underlying message, and this healing can help with that and help people realize so that they can make the changes and understand the root of the illness is usually the symptom. The reason why you're ill in the first place is something else. And the body is just like screaming at you, and it's got very ill in cases sometimes because to really get your attention. So that's sort of the understanding that I've had from working with people with a whole range of different illnesses.
Yes, and I agree with you. You do have to be open. Absolutely necessary. And if you're not open, then, as you indicated, this may help you somewhat, but not to the extent that it could. I would think that most people that have decided, for example, not to go with traditional, maybe very serious drugs, chemotherapy, say that is their choice, and surgery, that at that point in time you would be most likely to be open to receiving any type of healing that is available. If it doesn't hurt you, then, you know, why not, is my motto. You know, I understand that you have this rebirth program. Actually, I did sign up for it, and I'm into my second of the series. So can you explain to the listeners about the rebirth program and how that could help them after their healing?
The rebirth program feels really significant in taking people on a sort of accelerated path towards opening them up and connecting with their divine essence. It's a series. A specific archangel, Archangel Metatron, who's almost like the leader of the archangels, came to work with me on this program. And all the healings, there's a series of these healing meditations. They last about half an hour, or maybe about 20 minutes, and there's about six of them. And the whole series is, they're all different, but they build to really clear away incredible stuff and connect you back in. And the reaction has been pretty amazing because people are finding big shifts. Many people are really, really opening up to finding out, well, to living a different life, to living a life that's more connected to the divine and to being more peaceful in themselves and to step out of the drama. You know, when these life happens, things blow up, you know, things that we've always assumed would stay the same, something shifts. But instead of just disappearing into the drama of it all, you can just look back and think, okay, so what is this about? Oh, right. Well, I can see that, you know, perhaps usually we can't see the gift in any difficult situation until much later, but this rebirth program allows you to be more detached and peaceful about life and just recognize that things shift and you don't have to sort of descend into chaos. So standing in peace when there's chaotic situations around you is really the most helpful thing you can do for both yourself and for everyone else. Because when, you know, when you see people in a panic and there's other people who are just calm, they calm you down. And I think, you know, we can just see that the world is, there's some crazy things going on right now. And if you've got people who just stay calm and go, it's all going to be fine, don't worry, it might not be how we want it, but it's actually all going to be all right, because it's, I can see the divine in this. It just makes for a peaceful life, and that's really, I suppose, what I see as my mission in life, to bring some peace into the crazy world.
Wow, that, I love it. And I have to say, after the second portion that I completed, it's a very subtle shift, but yeah. I it definitely opened me up more, and also we need as much peace as possible and to be around individuals that have that inner peace, because it does affect our health. When we're in stress, our cortisol levels can go through the roof, and when they go through the roof, it affects our immune system, and if we have any type of unease or disease in the body, of course, it's going to affect and aggravate it in any more so. So the fact that we can keep as calm and stable and balanced as possible is absolutely what's required. And if there can be one person in the family, on the block, on the street, but every bit helps just to keep just the balance there and just, you know, more equilibrium in the world. So I love this work that you're doing. It's absolutely fabulous, and it's absolutely necessary right now, because there are crazy times and a lot of people are really, really confused. And the work that you're doing and other healers out there, it's coming to a head right now. And I'm just so grateful that there's people like yourself that we can tap into, you know, as a healer, you know, to tap into yourself and just like, yes, you know, thank you. It's all work as a community and keep on track. So thank you for that.
Well, thank you. It's really kind of you to say that. I mean, I'm sure I'm doing this work because I've lived in acute stress for most of my life. And that's why it feels so important for me. You know, we always say that the healers are here to heal their own story, and by doing that, they can heal the people who are facing the same thing as that they did. You know, everything you've said, you know, I have an autoimmune illness. I've been in a stressed out corporate job, juggled family and jobs and goodness knows what. So, you know, I've been there. I understand that. And I think that's why I've sort of been chosen for this path, to sort of say, enough, we can do this a different way, and we can do this a natural way where our bodies will heal with divine light. You don't need to medicate. You can just, you know, you can do this naturally with divine light and angels. And how fabulous is that?
Yes, I love it. I just love the fact that we just have to ask the angels, and I've only been working with them, well, somewhat over the years, but more strongly over the last year. And I'm just thinking, why? Why did I ignore them all those years? But to be honest, for myself, you know, I learned about angels perhaps, you know, in church and, you know, went to Sunday school, but I didn't feel I had any power. And it's taken all of these decades of living here, which I'm grateful for, but it's not till recently. And I'm grateful that I'm finding that energy now and trust, whether mm-hmm. the trust wasn't there before because I didn't feel I deserved it.
Yeah.
I think that has to be a major issue for so many people. How do you feel that you could possibly deserve working with the angels? Why would they help out anyone?
But if you just imagine a child, say a two-year-old child who's new in the world and doesn't know and falls over and hurts itself, and you want to go and comfort that child and pick it up and love it and tell it everything's going to be okay and guide it through its life. That's how the angels see us. They want nothing more than to help us and to bring us joy and to watch us laughing. And the only way they can do it is if we ask them to. That's the one rule about angels. You actually have to ask. Now, they do intervene in life and death situations if you're just about to step in front of a truck or something like that. But other than that, you have to ask them. And once you ask them for help, it's just the same as we would want to take care of that little child. They want to take care of us. That's how they see us. And when we're allowing them into our lives, they are joyful. It's the opposite to, we're not bothering them. We've just got used to the fact that we have to do it all on our own. So asking for someone, you know, if you go and ask someone in the office, can you just help me out? And they're already busy. Asking the angels isn't like that. They can help a million people all at once because they don't operate in time. So they want nothing more than we should ask them for some help.
Yes, I agree with you. I think we need to be able to feel that we can ask them for help mm-hmm. and know that once we do, that they're there and that they'll give us signs and learning the signs. Oh, okay, the angels are here. They're giving me some type of a sign, perhaps as a feather or a penny or, you know, a coin, but knowing that when we need them to be there, that they'll be there. I know I've had a couple experiences lately and it's like, whoa, where is this coming from? But I really truly feel it was the angel sending me messages, confirmation. Yes,
yes.
Brenda, you're on the right path. You know,
yes.
shine your light.
Yes.
Don't play small. And it's mm-hmm. scary. It's scary to shine when we have, you know, been hurt in past times. And like you say, perhaps this lifetime or perhaps there's other times that we have been hurt. And to shine can be really scary. But more and more people are coming out of their shell. And the more that we can create, again, communities where we feel comfortable and we can trust and not feel like we're being judged is
mm-hmm.
essential, right? It's absolutely crucial right now throughout every single country in the world.
Yeah.
Allow those energies to transmute from country to country to country.
Yeah.
To hold that energetic alignment for the chaos that's occurring, but that steady stream of energy that keeps everyone more in a state of calmness and serenity.
Mm. Yeah, and I get the image of sort of seeing the globe at night with all these little lights, and there's more and more lights just coming up every day. There's more lights coming, tiny little pinpricks, but there's more and more and more. And isn't that a fabulous mm-hmm. image to conjure with?
You know, it's so interesting. I love, for example, watching the Olympics in Sochi and the brightness that came through with all the athletes and how they're sharing and helping one another. And it was like they are showing us how the world should be, how we should act, how we should perform, how we should treat one another.
Yeah.
And then, of course, some of the darkness that came after that, it was like this light switch, you know, the lights turned on and then turned off. And I think we could probably see more of those those black and white situations happen in the world, and knowing that, okay, maybe it's dark right here, but the light's going to be turned on, you know, just right afterwards, and just hanging in there and holding on and keeping steady. It's so important.
Yeah, absolutely. Completely agree with you.
So, Lisa, with someone who would like to get in touch with you, do you do any personal sessions anymore, or what is your business? So can you explain to us, do you group healings, or can you share with us your information?
Yes. So the first place to go to is my website, which is lisadorey.com. That's lisadorey.com. I do personal one-to-one sessions, and I do groups as and when I'm guided. People who know me know that I only do work when I'm guided. I organized a telesummit about angels because I had an angel stand in front of me saying, you need to do that. Metatron came to me and said, I had to do this course. I've got another course that I'm putting together at the moment, which has come from Archangel Sandalston. I only work on the groups when I'm given a specific guidance and a specific task to do, even though I don't know what that is. That's not any information, but we have to do a group. I don't have anything live at the moment, but who knows, that changes in a day, you know, anything can happen. And that's the joy of working with the angels. But yes, I'm always working with one-to-one clients. I don't take on too many because it's important for me to be peaceful. And I do spend time walking in nature all, you know, every day, and just centering, really. And it's a wonderful life.
Yes, I can. I'll hear your pat, your I'm sure your joy, your life in the background. It's so nice, and to be surrounded by animals and out in nature. It's essential that we get balanced. And I have to catch myself personally, like, bring to get away from your computer. You need to get outside. And as much as you know, it's great to help people and work with people, but it's also absolutely necessary to keep connected and centered at all times. So again, for someone who's having some, you know, some difficulties, and I think from what you said today, this really gives some more knowledge and will open up the door for healing work. And I appreciate you coming on, and for anyone to give you, you know, they can give you a call when your times are available. The one-on-one, and I just look forward to your continual work that you're providing, and for myself, going through this rebirth program, I it's excellent. So, Lisa, thank you so much. I really appreciate that you came on today and your busy schedule. And if anybody needs to get in touch with Lisa at lisadorey.com, and then you can find her services there, her homepage, testimonials, blog, and her events and products, etc. So thanks, Lisa.
I'd just like to say that if they sign up for my newsletter, I do write a blog every week, usually with some insights and guidance that comes from the angels. There's a free meditation, that an angelic meditation, that you'll get in return for giving me your email address. So if you want to experience one of these healings, then please download it. It's the Peace Angels, and it's about 20 minutes, and it's really beautiful. So do sign up, and then we can keep in touch. And then when I do my next program, then you'll be included. We've got a nice community. I really feel that community is the way forward. And do keep in touch, because it's nice. It's a nice way of doing that.
Yes,
but thank you, Brenda. I think you've asked me some lovely questions, and I think your energy and your vision is wonderful, and it's been a lovely conversation. So thank you very much for having me.
Well, thank you, Lisa. And we'll be in touch. And as soon as we get off the phone here today, I'm going to get into my next segment of your rebirth program. So thank
Thank
you.
you. All right. Bye-bye now.
Talk to you later. Bye for now. Bye, everyone.